Joined here for our weekly chats throughout the winter sports season, the head basketball coach of the Grundy R5 Newtown Harris girls and boys will be Ty Stillwell. Grundy R5 girls, they are 1-1, had a loss to Novinger, win over Linn County last week. They will start the Novinger tournament, and I'm looking here to see, it'll be tomorrow for the girls and the boys, Grundy R5 against Brashear. Tomorrow night, 7:10, third of the four quarterfinal games on Tuesday for the Lady Panthers. Talk some girls basketball here with Coach Stillwell. Coach, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Very competitive game against Novinger. Let's go back to that game a couple of Fridays ago. What cost you in that ball game against the Wildcats?
A lot of missed shots. They went on a great run in the third quarter. We came out hot in the first quarter, and they just slowly started missing some shots. Kind of those early season legs got to us, and their run in the third quarter really kind of allowed them to stretch away from us.
What were the things that, on good things for the Lady Panthers? Even though you lost by six, you were in that game. It was really kind of one quarter that did you in. What were the good things that you took out of the performance?
I think the good thing is that we came ready to go. You know, season tip off, you know, you expect the girls to come out ready to go with a lot of energy, and, you know, they played phenomenal, I thought, the entire first quarter. They played with a lot of energy and a lot of effort, so seeing that in game one always provides a good feel for the rest of the season.
With your roster, Coach, is there kind of a go-to player if you're, you know, kind of stuck in the muck a little bit and you need a bucket? Is there somebody that you're going to make sure gets a touch? Or do you feel like, scoring-wise, do you have a pretty balanced roster? How does it look for this year?
We're pretty balanced scoring. You know, I think we returned a lot of our girls last year. We only graduated one. So being able to return a lot of our roster allows us to, instead of trying to go to one person all the time, we can spread the wealth around and find a bucket wherever is easiest.
Who is, I mentioned this to you, I printed off the Novinger bracket this morning, and it cut off the top of the girls bracket. Who is the number one seed?
La Plata girls are the number one
seed. So La Plata is going to be playing tomorrow at 4:30, so that'll be the first game there. I'll just put that down on my little sheet. As it comes to your team, Coach, what are the goals that you and the girls have when you sit down and say, okay, you know, we're 1-1, but I know you probably had the discussion of what do we want to accomplish this season? What are kind of on the goal list for the Lady Panthers?
I think the biggest thing on the goal list is just continue to grow from last year. I think that's been our MO the past 3 years, is as we kind of went through a rebuilding phase, was kind of let's get better, just a little bit better each and every year. And, you know, last year we made the jump from 7 to 17 wins. So I think now the biggest goal is, how do we get from 17 to 20-plus wins and find ways to win tournaments and conference championships?
I kind of feel like, too, you know, I'm going back to some of the discussions we had last year. 17 wins, that's a really good season. As we kind of talked about last year, the next jump is the toughest, because you go from a team that kind of beats the teams that you should and struggles against some of the bigger, you know, tougher opponents on your schedule. Now you got to find a way to beat some of those tougher teams on your schedule, and that's a hard jump to make, right?
It is a big jump. You know, I think that's the best thing, that when we return four of our starters and our entire bench from last year, they understand what those little things that we have to do, and they understand that it doesn't just happen in the fourth quarter, but it happens the entire 32 minutes. So it's going to be exciting to see how we make that jump right away, starting in the Novinger tournament with a bunch of really good teams there. So we'll get to find out really soon.
You played Linn County last Monday, Coach, and you bounced back from that Novinger loss, which I'm sure had to be a disappointing one for the girls, and you won that one by 22. What went well Monday night against the Mustangs?
I thought really the whole aspect. I thought offense and defense was really good. I thought we were patient offensively, kind of took what they gave us. We didn't rush too many shots. You know, I thought that was the biggest thing. The biggest difference between night one and night two is night one we took a lot of quick shots. Night two we took the shots that we were supposed to take that they gave us, so. And defense, you know, I thought defensively we played much better coming back.
You're a four seed in the Novinger tournament. You're a team that comes off of 17 wins. And you know, La Plata won state softball, so I'm sure they got a lot of great athletes from that team that can play basketball pretty well. They're a one seed, so that would prove that. Novinger, who beat, is a two. Green City is a three. Do you kind of feel like, you know, did the girls kind of have that mode going into this week of trying to prove that they're better than a four seed?
Yeah, the girls definitely feel like they're better than a four seed, but it's an early season tournament, and there's a lot of really good teams in this tournament this year, so we're excited to kind of be right there. We know that we have to beat them all no matter what, so if we play the one seed in opening round, second round, or the third round, it don't really matter to us, but we definitely want to go over there and prove that we're playing better than a four seed right now.
Well, and yeah, the thing with quarterfinals is you would anticipate that the most competitive of the quarterfinal games will be the 4-5, and you're in the 4-5 game. Brashear is the five. What do you know about Brashear this year, Coach?
They're going to be strong, very physical. They're going to be ready to go. You know, they've always done a good job of coming prepared to the number tournament year in and year out of playing physical and playing aggressive. So I think early on we just got to understand that they're going to come right at us, and we just got to take care of the ball and just embrace what they're trying to play and stay true to what we do.
Couple of clock runners for the Grundy R5 boys. We'll be right back with Coach, and we'll talk about victories over Novinger and Linn County and a Grundy R5 boys team that is seeded fourth for the tournament this week at Novinger coming right up.